And welcome back. You are on the grid here on 11:16 SEN, Melbourne's home of sport. Well, gee, was a name that we know here on SEN, and we know it well, as Lease Express, a great deal faster. Great supporters of ours here on SEN, and great supporters of this next man too that we're about to speak to, who's over in the States, did his second Indy 500 last weekend, finished 27th, which I'm sure is disappointing, but we'll find out all about that right now as we say a very good morning to James Davison. G'day, James. Yeah. You been well, mate?
Yeah, extremely busy. I'm in Detroit right now for another race this weekend, and by the end of this weekend, it'll be six of the last 7 weekends that I'll have been racing. So certainly living my dream.
No doubt about it. And living your dream too. 2 years now, you've had 2 starts in the Indy 500, and just one of the few Australians to have done that. How'd you pull up after last week's 27th?
A little shattered with the results. Yeah, we had a very unfortunate incident in the pit lane where I was unsafely released into one of my teammates who was coming down the pit lane, and then that sent me off her car into then my other teammate, the third car on the team, who was doing a pit stop. And basically by the end of it, 2 of the team cars were out of the race and 2 mechanics were injured. One decently hurt with leg injuries, which is just, a terrible thing to happen in racing. But, it's dangerous, and it's very dangerous for the crew guys as well. And, just a bit of a disastrous result for a race team. But, that's the way the sport goes. We had very good speed during the practice event. So it was... the 3 days I was in the car during the practice event, so I was 4th, 4th, and 11th out of the 33 cars. So we were in the top third of the field there in on performance. Due to a contractual commitment I had racing a sports car up in Canada for Nissan, or I should say Nissan, being living
yes,
up here. Yes,
well done.
So long. I couldn't qualify the car, so... we had someone else qualify the car, and that meant I had to start from the back. And a 500-mile race, it goes for about 3 hours. We had enough time to recover. We got up to about 17th halfway through the race until that pit incident occurred. So, yeah, it was certainly a bittersweet Indy 500 for me. I definitely felt I did my profile the world of good, but in the end, the finishing result just wasn't there, and you win and lose as a team.
Being knocked out earlier in the race before the finish, do you get a chance then to sit back and cheer on Will Power? And what a fantastic finish it was the last few laps with Juan Pablo Montoya.
Yeah, absolutely. I was sitting in my garage with my teammate and also my cousin Will Davison, the race's V8 supercar.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Back there in Australia, I'm sure everyone knows of him. And we're all sitting there just biting our fingernails. It was certainly the race lived up to its name, being the greatest spectacle in racing. It was just an incredible race there with Juan Pablo and Will in Penske cars. And, Will got very close there and nearly became the first Australian to win the Indy 500. But, myself, Will, and Ryan Briscoe, we're all going to be back next year, no doubt, for the 100th running of the Indy 500, a very historical time in the event's history. And, we'll all try again next year.
Mate, did Will still have a smile on his face from his win over in Perth a couple of weeks ago?
My cousin Will?
Yes.
Absolutely. And... I can tell you that Roger Penske saw my name up on the timing monitors and initially thought that it was my cousin Will. And, those two had a chat. And, who knows sometime if in the future both myself and my cousin Will could be Penske drivers on the other sides of the world. I mean, that would be an absolute dream. But... this was actually my cousin Will's 4th Indy 500, so he's been very committed and dedicated at supporting me over here, and of course Will Power, who's been a great friend of his also, dating back to early 2000s when they were just young kids racing Formula Ford, battling out the Australian Championship in 2001.
Mate, full-time drives in IndyCar Series, is that what the plan is to stay there as long as you can eventually?
Yeah, look, that's what my plan has been since I came over here 10 years ago, and growing up to the going to the race at Surfers Paradise is what inspired me to become an IndyCar driver. Just with the way things have worked out in my career and the difficulties with the sponsorship and the financials to get your true break and start in IndyCar or Formula One, doors have opened up for me on the sports car side. And this year I have two contracts, one with the Aston Martin team and one with a factory Nissan team. And there's certainly very good job security there. And whilst I can race full time and earn a living, which is obviously important as you're getting older and approaching 30, I've been fortunate to be able to do the Indy 500, IndyCar's marquee race each year. And if I'm not able to catch the right break to be a full-time IndyCar driver, I feel I certainly have the next best thing racing sports cars full-time for a manufacturer and doing IndyCar's marquee race being the 500. So, I'm just putting my head down, working extremely hard to build my profile, and, what will be, and just giving it my absolute best shot.
Has it made life a little bit easier for you in the last 12 months to 24 months, having one Will Power win a championship last year in the IndyCar Series, and also the name that Marcus Ambrose built? Being an Australian, do people now seem to stand up and take a bit more notice of you?
To be honest, no. I don't think anything's become easier in that regard. I think it's fair to say that Australians are very well accepted here in the United States. We're obviously allies with the United States on many different levels. And, if you're well-spoken, you're polite, which goes a long way here in America, on top of being a performing athlete, it helps. And just through perseverance, I've been able to finally, put myself in the right place at the right time, get some opportunities, make the most of them, and then further doors have opened up. And, it's been amazing. I mean, I was certainly on struggle street there for a couple of years when the economy tightened up. And, these last, 18 months have just been amazing. And, whilst I'm enjoying some of the waves of fruition, not relaxing by any means. I realize I've got some amazing opportunities, and I just want to keep opening the door wider and achieving these goals that I set out to as a very young kid to win the Indianapolis 500 and be as a successful racing driver as I possibly can, representing obviously the Australian flag.
James, we mentioned at the start of the interview Lease Express, who are fantastic supporters of ours here on 1116 SEN, and also yours throughout your last few years. Tell us about the work that they've done with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Dating back to my Formula Ford days when I was a young teenager, still in high school in Australia, I had Peter Moore's support, who is one of the owners there at Lease Express, and obviously motorsport and their automotive business is goes hand in hand. And
yep.
Peter's been a sponsor of mine at the Indy 500 these past 2 years, and came over again. And obviously, it's great to have Australian support and company on an IndyCar on the biggest stage in the world. Obviously, the Indy 500 is the biggest sporting event in the world, and to have Reese Express there with me and representing, I guess, the Australian automotive industry has been fantastic. So, yeah, I did the Porsche Carrera Cup race at the Australian Grand Prix back in 2012, and we had a full liveried Reese Express car, and that certainly got the brand awareness out there. So, yeah, forever grateful for their continued support.
And mate, we're grateful for your time this morning. Thank you so much with that. How are things looking for Detroit this weekend?
Yeah, very good. I've got a pretty unique weekend where I'm going to be doing double duty in the Aston Martin and the Nissan, in both respective GT sports car championships. I've got to be jumping between both cars constantly, and certainly going to be a very mentally and physically challenging weekend for me. But that's what I signed up for. That's what my job is, and I'm looking forward to it.
Good on you, mate. We're looking forward to seeing how you go as well. All the best throughout the weekend, and thanks for your time today, mate. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you. Good.
James Davison joining us here on The Grid.